God bless you, my children.
God bless you, my children.
What a joy it is to at last communicate with one another in peace and in love and in grace. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I love to take into my heart the many teachings of the Master Christ. And I love to hear you expound them one among another. And we have taken these words from his Sermon on the Mount. And I want you to hear them in your heart. To read them again and again. For this is a part of the Sermon on the Mount wherein he tried to make man understand the foolishness and the cost of all these things which are adverse to your thinking. And I will add some more of his words to these things that the Sister Valerie so beautifully read. He says also, judge not that ye be judged, for as ye judge, so ye shall be judged also. And these are the words with which I would want to round off those things which Sister Valerie has read to you. It is a lesson, if you want, in more simple terms, in self-discipline. It's important to man. It's important to you all. To discipline yourselves rather than to discipline others. First look at your own selves. Ensure that all is pure within you. Ensure that all of those thoughts you have in your heart are sincere and genuine thoughts of love. Ensure that you understand within your heart that no man is born to judge another. No man is born to condemn another. We may have a playful criticism where there is an understanding and acceptance of a kind and gentle correction. But where there is condemnation and cursing and moaning and wailing, these things are adverse to your heart. You must bless one another, as he said, agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst you are in a way with him, lest he will send you to the judge. The judge will send you to the officer. The officer will imprison you, and you will have to serve the entire of your sentence. And this in itself can be a great torment to your heart and to your spiritual growth. We are not talking of condemning you into a prison cell. The only prison cell you will condemn yourself to is the one within yourselves, the one created by your own lower thinking and refusal to accept your brother as a brother, and your only determination to continue to condemn and disagree. So, this is, as I have said, a lesson for you in not so much self-discipline, but in spiritual discipline, in allowing your spirit to speak within you. And having done so, allowing your material self to obey that which the Spirit asks of you. I will not say demands or commands, but asks of you. We can only ask these things of you. And if you will hear these words, if you will abide by them, and if you will grow in the wisdom of them, then truly you are instruments of his peace and love. We have set about the task of bringing to you some truths as we see them, according to your understanding, that we may pass on to you, and you may put into words that others may read. If you are going to be messengers of this kind, then you must speak equally among yourselves, and you must be a truth to yourselves. You must be guided by those who are more learned than yourselves among you. And you must speak with gentleness and with love and with peace in your heart. The same peace and the same love and the same gentleness that you hope to pass on through these words to those of your fellow beings and indeed to mankind. I am talking to you in this wise, because this is the beginning, a new beginning, where all pages must now lay turned, and the new pages are about to be unfolded to you. And with these new pages there will come new truths, a new vision, a new hope, a new understanding of this word love, and all that is attributed to it. I want you to understand the seriousness of the task which is about to come before you. It may come about that you will be few in number, is no matter. Where one or more are gathered in his name, there shall he be also. And you have gathered among yourselves, just as the disciples gathered among themselves, and swore among themselves to carry the words of the Master Christ abroad and to all corners of mankind. They did their job well. They fulfilled their task. For theirs was a gigantic task. They had to try to alter the thinking of mankind and the section of mankind who could equate with the teachings of Christ, according to the way they worded them. And because of this, more than half of the population of your globe follow his teachings and strive to fulfill his word. Is it not the truth among you? These apostles gathered among themselves and they wrote each a book. They combined these teachings as they saw them together. And they call it the New Testament. A New Testament to mankind, brought forth by Christ. And mankind has written untold billions of copies of the books of all different kinds and titles and subjects. to try to put into their own words those few things which their Master Christ gave to these 12 children, to put into a small book that would alter the course of mankind's thinking for centuries, eternal centuries to come. And man in his way will go on his striving. He will write volume after volume to interpret the law. God interpreted the law with 10 simple commandments. Why therefore must man continue to confuse himself with all these volumes after volumes of books and words, when all he has to do is turn to the Book of Love, a book written by 12 simple men, dedicated to the cause of their Master. And so it befalls, children such as yourself, to write and compose yet another book of these truths, as we see them today, and send it forth among your brother men, that they may learn also of these things, which you are privileged to sit and listen for. And I cannot express strongly enough the importance of keeping these words strictly among yourselves until such times as you are ready to send them out to your fellow men. In this, you must be guided by your own counsels. You must be guided by Brother John and believe in him. For we have spoken in his heart, and he knows in his heart what he must be done. And when the time for the pen to come is moved, then it will be so. But until this time, we must work hard. We must work diligently and in love and complete unity and harmony and peace in order to fulfill this task on the behalf of the Master Jesus. So you see, you have a task of love to perform, and you will only perform this task if you are in love with one another, spiritually so. You must speak your truth among yourselves, quietly and gently, and you must listen one to the other, with understanding, with grace, allowing one another to express their point of view. A book is only as good as its author, and you are the authors. And those things which concern the compilation of this and the putting together of the words are things I must not interfere with. Is my task simply to bring to you the truths as I see them, according to your understanding and awareness. I can only deal with the spiritual philosophies, the spiritual teaching, and the spiritual understanding, and the spiritual purpose of these pages you wish to write. The remainder must be done among yourselves, according to your understanding, and according to your trust for one another, and of your belief in one another. And this is why I have chosen this moment to speak with you on those things which the Master Christ spoke of in his Sermon on the Mount. Those words which Sister Valerie, as I said, read so beautifully and with such love. Write the pages of your book. Don't write them with fear. Don't write them with hesitation. Write them with love. Be the good author, and your book will mirror your intent, and it will mirror your love and your gentleness among one another, and so radiate it through its pages into the hearts of those who read it, just as this holy book has done for centuries and for centuries to come, which was ordained through the apostles and the disciples of Christ. And are you not the disciples of your Saviour? Are you not the disciples of his love? Are you not the carriers of his word? Are you not the gentle messengers that he has ordained that you must be, to speak in peace and grace, one among another, and let your light so shine before men, as we have said so many times before? I have spoken a long time now. I would ask of you, any one of you, would you wish to talk with Marcello? No one will talk with Marcello.
It's very nice to have you back, Marcello. I can't think of one at the moment, actually, but I'm sure I will in a few minutes.
Per me mail, Dante. I could ask you many, many questions, but I don't want to crowd your brain too much. I don't want to block your questions. I want you to speak of those things which are in your heart. Speak openly and with truth in your heart. Speak with joy and with trust. And we will speak together in love. What of Sister Marie? What is in your heart, Sister Maria?
Just shaping your question. So, when you were saying how the disciples spread the word to sort of half the population, I was thinking, what does Spirit think of the missionaries, or the missionaries sort of this century, who went to sort of remote tribes, who in their own way followed a God and understood that the planet that we live on, far, far greater than we in our sort of material existence, but they tried to convert them to Christianity.
I know what you are saying, my child, and I can understand what you are saying. You see, there are those who will say, you must believe in what I am telling you, or you will not live, and you will not go to God. Foolish talk. This is the talk of the fanatic, as you will call them. These are the ones of whom Christ spoke when he said, be not as the hypocrite, who will stand in the synagogues, that he may be seen of men. But go ye into your closet when you pray. Talk to him in secret, and your God, who heareth in secret, will answer your prayers. You see, these ones, although their heart was filled with good intent, so they would say, though they went abroad and waned among those who were unlearned, teaching the gospel according to man. They in their ignorance could not see nor understand that simplicity in thinking contains the greatest truth. And where these poor people, who some will term as the savages and unlearned and lost the children, all these children have their own way to God. And they were born in this way. Even today they are being born into their own belief, into their own pathway to God. There are many other pathways, many other faiths and visions of God in the hearts of men. And the greatest act a Christian can perform is to have the good grace, as Christ taught, to allow man to walk his own pathway to God in his own time and according to his own understanding and beliefs. For Christ in his wisdom and in his love knows that he could not reach every corner of the earth, and for those he could not reach there was another teacher, another way of learning, another way of walking. And man must allow the other man to walk according to the beat he hears, to walk according to his own truth. And if that man is walking towards God, if that man is a good man, and loves his fellow beings, and loves the creation around him, what right has these so-called Christians got to interfere with this, with man's karma? And so he said, again in his Sermon on the Mount, some will come and say, Lord, I have praised thee, and I have taught your teachings, and I have done all these things. And in his days, the Lord God will say, I know you not. Many will teach Christianity, not for Christianity's sake, but for the sake of their own ego, for the sake of their own image, as he who stands in a corner of a street shouting the words of God, not because he wants the man to understand them, because he wants the man to see how great he is, being able to talk about God. But does he believe those things he's saying? Does he live them? Is he a true image of all those things of which he speaks? The Father in his judgment again will say to him, get thee behind thee, Satan. I know you not. Know thee, Sister Marie. Many of these missionaries, so-called missionaries, take it upon themselves to insist that every man should turn from his own truth and follow theirs. But this is not the will of God, neither was it the cause of Christ to come and teach men so. It was the cause of Christ to teach men to follow their heart, to follow the faith, whatever it is, and come to God. I know also, Sister Marie, But there are men upon this earth plane, and the ladies also, who have dedicated themselves to Christ and to mankind equally so. And they are not as the sinners who stand on the street corners, waving their banners and shouting their oaths. They work gently and quietly, healing the sick, trying not to teach them their understanding, but to understand their understanding. This is a true Christian, Sister Maria. This is a true apostle. This is the true missionary, as you call him. This is the true disciple of Christ. And so it is. Are we not also taught, beware of false prophets? For many there are, but few will be received of God. Is this answer for your question, Sister Marie?
Yes, beautifully.
Well, now we'll talk with you, Marcello. You know I love it to talk with you. What of this Sister Jacqueline? What is in your heart, Sister Jacqueline?
I can't really think of anything to ask you
at the moment, sir. Tell me what you feel.
What's my feeling? It's very, very nice to hear you again. Yeah, I can't think of anything to ask you.
I know she wasn't happy completely with the answer you gave her about why should people suffer in the world, Marcelo.
What of these disturbed you, Sister Jacqueline?
There's so much suffering going on. There's so many people praying for peace. And I know you have said that people are on this earth to learn a lesson. But it just seems very cruel for these awful things to be happening. I know that, again, you said what all man's doing, but I just find it all very hard to accept
Trinity. I can fully understand how you feel for this, Sister Jacqueline. And it is because you yourself are such a gentle and a forgiving and understanding soul, and an evolved soul, I might say, that sometimes man's inner humanity towards man confuses you and tears at your heart. But you see, as I did say before, man was given a free will. And if he will listen to the words of Christ, if he will listen to the words of love and reason and truth, then he will live in peace. If he will not be afraid to share with his neighbor, nor confide in his neighbor, and be joyous among men, safe in the love of God, then he will only know the opposite to these things. He will only put himself in the way of darkness. And is this not, Jacqueline, why those such as Marcello and the brother Castus Emmanuel and all those lovely aspiring angels who have come before, teaching among men, are trying to make you angry? Is this not why we are trying to compile these pages for you, so that the message of love can be spread, and so that someone else in torment and turmoil can be helped and saved? Everything has its opposites, Sister Jacqueline. There is the good, there is the evil. And always there is a struggle, not a war, a struggle. For those who have seen the light of God in their lives, to allow this light to shine forth, enlighten the darkness of others. But there is none so blind as those who will not see, and there are none so deaf as those who will not hear, and there are none so dumb as those who will not speak those things which are truly in their hearts, for fear of mockery. If these are ones we strive continually to reach, we will fancy nothing, so that at some point, somewhere along man's life's pathway, we can increase the power of love and so diminish the power of evil. But as long as man will exercise his free will to the contrary of God's laws, then there always will be this strife among men. And truly, when you pray to the Father, he does hear your prayers, and he does send his administering angels among you. So keep your heart within your holy book, is Sister Jacqueline. Allow it to become you, and allow you to become it. And every heart you convince to the good is as though you had added another star to the heavens and a light to man's world. You understand this, Sister Jacqueline?
Yes,
sir, this make you content now?
Yes, it makes me happy, thank you.
Pardon me. You will not go away and feel doubt in your heart as your contentment.
No, you have put my mind at rest to a certain extent.
Pardon me.
You must despair that I should think when you see things just getting worse and worse in the world.
I do not despair, Sister Jacqueline. I just rub my hands together and say, here comes another one. We will work on him also. We will love him too. And we will show him the way. You understand this?
Yes,
I do. I am telling you, or asking you, I should say, try to do the same. And you will find the great satisfaction and joy in doing this. And I know you will do it well. Does this make you happy now?
Yes.
And what of Sister Valerie? What of this beloved child? What is in your heart?
Well, I did have some questions actually at the beginning of the evening, but you've sorted them all out as you went along.
Well, I have denied myself a joy. But to Laura.
No, you sorted it all out. I feel quite peaceful and happy.
I'm
content to wait and wait for it all to unfold, as you said.
Valerie, it will. It will. I will not have it otherwise. And neither will God. Is this make you content?
Yes.
Is nothing else you wish to ask him, Marcel?
I can't really think of anything just at this moment.
When I was a little boy on this earthly plane, and I used to listen to my mama prattling on all the time, non-stop, I always thought to myself, whoever can stop a woman from talking is a saint. I must be a saint. Forgive me, Father. But not shall I sleep.
That's
please
right.
Talk with me.
You must be a saint, that's right. No, I haven't a question. I'm very happy that we started the group again.
All as will be as it was, I promise.
Yes, thank you.
And finally, Brother Christopher, my beloved friend, talk with Marcello and give me a chance that these ladies would not give me.
Well, I've been thinking hard myself.
Si.
I can't raise a question.
Si.
If you just pause a moment while I turn the tape over, I'll
seems with no questions, we will pause for a long time. Yes, Donald.
I've still got the same old problem where I find it very difficult to keep up the teachings that we received, the practice of those teachings. I'm like the black sheep, I think.
Brother Christopher, if you say it to me, I find it so easy to do the things that you do, I would say you fool. And you are unlearned. And you are not worthy of learning these things. But if you say to me, I must struggle in my heart to fulfill these things which God asks of me, but still I will try. And I can almost hear the Father say to you, well done. Well done, my true and faithful servant. Where a man has to struggle from the bonds which have tied him for so long, to free himself, he is worthy of his freedom. But if a man is born free, never to know the struggle and the inner turmoil of finding truth within himself, the truth of himself by himself, then he has not lived. And he is not worthy of the life he has lived. And he has no cause to go about teaching men so. But you, Brother Christopher, every time you struggle with yourself, you have experienced something which is not really a struggle nor a burden to you, but is a gem of truth given to you by God. And you may take it just as a man takes a rough piece of a stone from the earth and polishes it and cuts it into shape, and he has a true and glittering diamond, a priceless thing. So God will take from this earth a rough cut human being, and he will knock him and chisel him into shape and polish him, and he will have a spirit worthy of note. And this is the course of your life, Brother Christopher. You will learn in no better way than by searching yourself. Have I not ever quoted to you the words of my brother Kim Susan? Perhaps Sister Maria will remember these words. When you see a worthy man, emulate him. When you see an unworthy man, search yourself. And this you do, Brother Christopher, this you do so well, because you see an unworthy man brings out in you all those things which impair your teaching and your growth. And you recognize them as they come into the surface. And you strive within yourself to remove it and to shine forth and to show him by example. And in this in itself, Brother Christopher, is a task worthy of note. We know there are many rough edges around you which must be smoothed. But you are the master of your own being, Brother Christopher. You come in nearer to your God. You come in nearer to your truth and to your goal. You come nearer to all that which you aspire to wish yourself to be, a true servant of God. And when the time is come, when you will go about fulfilling your desire to teach, you will have filled your book with experience and with teachings born of experience, and not born of listening, but of knowing and feeling and understanding in yourself. How do you really say, as the instrument does? I know. I have been there. I know where you are. Follow me. Take my hand and share the joys that I have learned also. Share with me the light which bore me out of the darkness. Share with me my truth. For indeed, Brother Christopher, because it has been your experience, it will truly be your truth. Is this make you content now?
Yes, thank you very much, my son.
You were born to teach, but you were born to learn also. You have been a good pupil and a good student, and we have listened to you so closely. And I will tell you now, there will come one to you who will inspire and speak through you as Marcello speaks with the instrument. And he will teach also. And he will expound to mankind and to your fellow men just such a truth as Marcello has spoken for you now. And many times during the course of this work, you will, with him, have the cause to stay a moment and reflect. When you see a child who is struggling, just as you struggled in just a few months ago, a very short time in your lifetime, Brother Christopher, from the day you began with the instrument, is just like a part of yesterday for Marcello. It's just a tiny fraction of time. For you have a great lifetime to live. And in that lifetime you have much to give and many to serve. And many will come and praise you and bless you for the work that you will do. Don't be afraid of your self-criticism. Consider yourself to be blessed because of it, and take from it the lessons it offers and will teach you, and teach them to your fellow men, and teach them with joy. And I know you will do it with great expertise. Is this to make you happy now?
Yes, thank you, my son.
Say no, Maria. Dear. It's nearly time now that I must take my leave of you. Before I leave you, I do wish you to say once again, judge not that ye may be judged, for as ye judge, so ye shall be judged also. But go your way with the Spirit of Christ in your hearts, and allow yourself therefore the joy of becoming a manifestation of his truth among men. Speak quietly among your fellow beings. Do not rush to shout your words abroad, that all may hear you and praise you for who and what you are. For the Lord will see you not. But if you go quietly among your fellow men, and as the Desiderata will teach you, and speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and the ignorant, for they too have their story, then the Father will say again, well done, thou true and faithful servant, that he will love you and bless you. And truly he will bring upon your lives such joy, such a fulfillment, such enrichment of your spirit, you will want for nothing more. go your way now, and share these tasks evenly and gently among yourselves. Take these truths as we unfold them, and fulfill your task. Fulfill your peace, and the Father will fulfill your lives, and add unto you all those things which will enrich in your spirit. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in joy. Go in Christ. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, my children.
God bless you, sisters.
Christ said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and whosoever believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he know life eternal. When Christ spoke these words, he was not only talking of the dead in body. He was also talking of those who are dead in mind and spirit, those who cannot extend themselves to reach out to their fellow men in love and peace, and yet cry within their hearts that God will relieve them of this turmoil. For a man can be dead within and yet live. Many times in our prayers we will say, lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord. And so it is, my children. You are become as a lantern in the darkness, trimming the wicks of your lamp, preparing to light it and set aglow in the darkness of the hearts of many, so that yet shall they live also as you live. Believe all those things our Lord Jesus Christ taught us. Allow him to dwell in your hearts and in your life and in your being, so completing the Trinity within your own lives, within your own self, within your own spirit. Be true and faithful spirits to the laws of our God. Listen to his commandments and obey them. Take heed of his many teachings and live them. Recognize within yourselves the true value of your spiritual gifts and fulfill them. Walk in his light. Walk in his love. Walk in his gentle care. Let us pray. O Lord our God, who in thy gentleness and love has blessed these thy children and has enriched them over the years of their learnings, be forever in their lives and in their understanding. be whatever their truth and their conviction, be whatever their peace and joy. Grant unto them, O Lord, the wisdom of judgment, of self-sacrifice, of attainment. And bring unto their hearts, O God, that peace which passeth all understanding. May they walk in thy light. May they walk in thy joy. And remain always in thy gentle care. May the love of the Father and of the Holy Spirit and of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and of the blessed saints, remain a continuous and purposeful inspiration to your hearts and to your being, from this time always, through the love and grace of God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Sister Valerie, bring to me that which you seek to be blessed. O Lord, receive into thy blessed care the understanding of this symbol of peace and love and of truth. And may she who wears this blessed gift be warmed in her heart by its presence. May she receive the love of thy Son, Jesus Christ. May she receive the love of our God. And may she always walk in peace. Thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, was born upon this image, O Father, not that man should see suffering, but that man should see man arise from this world into thy kingdom, and know it to be so. He was placed upon this image, O Lord, that man should receive into his heart the light of understanding of an eternal truth. May that eternal truth, O God, remain in the heart of this child from this day and always. Take this blessed gift, my child, wear it with God in your heart, and bear a son of his Son, and the Son of mankind, joyously upon your breast. May it be within your being from this day, from now and for always. May the love of the Father and of the Son rest and remain with you always. And receive this gift, my child, blessed of the Father. God bless you, my children. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his light to shine upon you. May the Lord rest in your being from now and always and even forevermore. Amen. Go in peace.